Dangerous parallels. There are some dangerous parallels we can see today that fascinate many of us, all in such vivid technicolor, unfolding daily before our disbelieving eyes. Here is one such, one of several. Weimar, Germany. This is not taught in American schools, but was a clear example of how the German people, prior to Adolf Hitler, were effectively, hopelessly, disenfranchised, mocked, and could see their will, their culture, their Christian faith, their morals, trodden into the mud and spat on. Sound familiar? The perpetrators of this outrage, well now, les Juifs comme toujours, the very same Talmudic mafia, who are pulling the exact same stunt today in America. Oh, you say, how anti-Semitic, hate speech, how terrible, that this man can utter such libel, oy vey, eh? Well, before you speed dial Jonathan Greenblatter, my favorite ADL gargoyle, let's see if I'm just making this up. Black Moth nails it nicely in the often band super infamous video below, and if you take 3 tiny minutes out of your little life and start at the 7 minute mark, you too can quickly run through the statistics on Gab. That video is attached to my post on Fastapedia because the file was too big. You got a link back to Gab in the attached link. Jews in Germany during the Weimar mess. We're only 500,000 out of a German population of 60 million. The speaker in the video says that's 2% of the German population, but my 50 cent pocket calculator, free with 5 gallons of gas, calculates that out at less than 1%. Regardless, they own 50% of the media bullhorn and the movies. They constituted a mind-blowing 70% of the judges, and were heavily into drama and theatre. By any stretch of any imagination, even mine, they were vastly overrepresented, just like today. Now, you may ask, how the heck did they manage that? How do they manage it? Is it their, modestly, often claimed superior IQ? After all, Rabbi Harry Watton, see meme attached, does humbly make the claim that Jews are the highest and most cultured people on earth. So do they own what they deserve through hard work and brilliance? Well, from 1870 to 1930 there took place a galloping ton of spectacular, highly organized, terribly accidental, mega Jewish bank failures. Shades of FTX and the fried bankman. Oops, I mean Sam Bankman Fried. A cynic would say there was nothing accidental about all these failures, and that it was all just downright rip-off fraud. The fact is that millions of German fathers lost their savings. Somehow or another, these terribly accidental bank failures kept repeating, and the Jewish judges seemed unable to effectively nail the Jewish gangster culprits. In addition, when impoverished German business owners were forced to sell out at bargain basement prices, the buyer, if he was a Jew, had no problem raising capital either at home in Germany or from foreign Jewish lenders. Tag team Torah, the world's biggest nepotism racket, saw to it that a smoking bargain could always be snapped up. So you may wonder if it was less a case of intelligence and more a case of a massive international racketeering mafia with no holds barred in their plunder and pillage campaign against the lowly German vermin Goyim. In the words of Menachem Begin, the convicted hotel bomber, quote, "Other races are considered as human excrement," unquote. See attached meme. Weimar, Germany, was heavy, with decadence, immorality, and the ritual, routine, mocking of Christianity. This understandably infuriated the German people. And what is it we see today in the good old US of A? Same, same. From 1933 to 1935, Hitler created millions and millions of jobs without the Jews, without their banks, their finance power, their crony judges, and their pivotal involvement in the yummy honey pot and their sticky fingers. Is it any wonder they hated Adolf Hitler and declared war on Germany? The Jews declared war on Germany first, not the other way around. Remember what Churchill said? Meme below. We are today living under same-same Weimar America. Hold your breath and fasten your seatbelts. There goes my tail rotor, just passed by my cockpit window. It's going to be a bumpy ride.